Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas, there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna, or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is a beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtottara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Words have tremendous power. They can arouse emotions and they can also calm them. They direct or infuriate. They reveal or confuse. They are potent forces that bring up great reserves of strength and wisdom. The tongue should be used for pronouncing the name of the Lord. It should not be used to hiss like a serpent or growl or roar with intention to strike terror. This is not the purpose for which the tongue is granted to man. Dwell on the name and its sweetness will saturate your tongue and improve your taste. Speech is so powerful that it indicates one's character, reveals one's personality, educates others, and communicates experience and information. So, be vigilant about words. Slip while walking, the injury can be repaired. But slip while talking,
the injury is irreparable. The present age is described in the scriptures as very conducive to liberation, for while in the past ages, rigorous penance was prescribed as the means, the present Kali age requires only Namasmarana to win liberation. When the name of the Lord is remembered with all the glory that is associated with it, a great flood of happiness wells up within the mind. The Lord is full of bliss, and in fact, He is bliss itself. All this bliss is to be tasted through the name. Vyasa himself knew this, for when some sages once went to him to find out which yoga is most conducive to success in man's efforts for liberation, Vyasa anticipated this question and repeated to himself aloud, quote, "How fortunate are those destined to be born in the Kali Yuga. It is so easy to win the grace of the Lord by Namasmarana in the Kali age." Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The first name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba Ya Namaha.
Let us now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba was sought as a son by his mother Ishwaramma through a series of Satyanarayana Vratas. So, he was named Satyanarayana and called Satya until his 14th year, when he judged that the time had come to announce that he was no other than Sai Baba come again. He is therefore to be worshipped as Sai Baba. Millions know him as Sai Baba or Satya Sai Baba. Sai means Lord, Master. It also means Sa, Sovereign, I, Mother. And Baba means Father. So, Sai Baba means Master, Mother and Father. Namaha means bow down, bend with folded palms, dedicating by the 10 fingers held together the 10 senses, both internal and external, to God. Namaha, according to Baba, must be done along with the mental resolution, Na Mama, not mine, but thine. Namaha must be the outward expression of that inner surrender. Om Shri is to be pronounced before every name because Om is the primal sound that persists through all changes in all creation. It is the signature tune of Brahman and therefore of Baba. Shri means glory to all its aspects. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the first name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Satya Sai Babaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
My humble salutations to Sri Satya Sai Baba. When a child is young, the foremost duty of the parents is to nurture him, protect him, and imbibe values in the child. Today, millions of devotees from all over the world adore Swami as a divine parent, and Swami takes care of them in like manner. An incident that took place on 4th July 1996 speaks for itself. On this day, while giving a talk on Swami, one student addressed him as my Sai Mata. He further said, "I do not have a mother, but I am blessed with the love of 1,000 mothers." In the divine discourse that followed, Swami explained this statement. He said, "Do you all know why this student referred to me as Sai Mata? 10 years ago, when this boy and his brother were young children, their mother was brought to Vrindavan on a stretcher. They had arrived from Himachal Pradesh. The mother was seriously ill. I drew the children close to me and promised her, 'From now on, these children are mine. Do not worry.' The mother was relieved. Later, she passed away. Their father rarely comes here. The children have been left under Swami's care. The children started attending school here. This boy was 5 years old and was studying in the first standard. One day, the lady warden brought him to me saying, 'This child is missing his mother terribly, Swami. He does not even eat his food and keeps crying all the time.' I took him to the interview room and materialized a ring for him. I pacified him in many ways. From that moment, he was able to overcome his sorrow. He was joyous. This represents just one example. There are millions of people around the world who, as his children, are being constantly looked after by Swami. Swami's love is that of 1,000 mothers. But we are unable to comprehend this. So many of us keep feeling, Swami did not look at us. He did not talk to us. 2 years ago, a middle-aged gentleman came for Swami's darshan after his father's demise. He was sitting in the first row. As Swami came along, this person was overwhelmed with his father's memories and was unable to control his tears. Swami walked up to him and told him lovingly, "Don't cry. Serve your mother." And from that moment, miraculously, his sufferings eased because the gentleman realized that he was under his divine father's care. Swami says, "Your own parents may love you with some selfish intent, but this divine Sai Mata and Pita showers compassion on you only so that you may attain success in your efforts towards self-realization." Om Sri Satya Sai Nath Arpanamastu.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the first name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali. The second name of the Lord is Om Sri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha.
Om Sri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha.
Satyam is Trikala Bhadyam, that which is unaffected by time's current, by the past, present and future. Baba has revealed himself to us as Nirakara come as Narakara, that is formless come in human form, even as he promised while at Shirdi. So, he is Satya Swarupa. When God comes as man, Godhood is not affected or reduced or tarnished in the least. He is of the nature of truth, Satya, the unchanging. "Fools consider me as only this human body," said Lord Krishna. Baba warns us against such foolishness. However long you try, whoever seeks to know, by whatever means, you cannot grasp the mystery of my majesty. He says, only intense study with faith of the scriptures can help you to catch a glimpse. He assures, Baba's will, his word, has to come true, for he is truth. I never utter a word that is without significance, he says. Satya, says Baba, consists of 3 syllables, sa, th and ya. It means the sa is to be gained by th and ya. The sakshatkara, the self-realization, is gained by tapas and yama, that is austerities and regulation and sublimation of the senses. Satya is the bliss of realization. Baba is that bliss. He is the absolute, the eternal, the truth. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the second name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is the embodiment of truth. The truth experienced through self-realization is Satya. About Satya Swarupa, Bhagwan Baba says, "This entire universe is a manifestation of truth. The world cannot exist without it. Each and everything has emerged out of Satyam. God created everything from truth. There is no space where it does not exist. Satya is the one and only sacred embodiment of the Atma. All prosperity, all pleasures emerge from truth. The Vedas, Upanishads, and all the sacred scriptures have also emerged out of it. Truth and God are inseparable. Truth is God. Upanishads also declare Raso Vaisaha, God is sweetness. This denotes that God pervades everything in a subtle form. Like sugar in sugarcane and butter in milk, He is present everywhere. Although it may be difficult to directly get a vision of the Lord, His existence can be experienced in many ways. The sweetness of sugar, the sourness of a lemon, the bitter taste of the neem, all these give an experience of the existence of divinity. The joy that we derive on seeing a mountain, a waterfall, or a forest is the revelation of God's existence. The bright sun and the stars, the planets revolving in their orbits are all manifestations of the divine. A flame reveals the nature of fire. A drop of water reveals the river Ganges. In the same way, if one understands man's true nature, one will be able to realize God. Although constantly engaged in activity, man is unaware of his true nature. He identifies himself with the body, mind, and the senses. He forgets that his true nature, which is Sat or Atmaswarupa, transcends all these. There are two existing principles in man, Deha or Kshetra, body, and the indweller, Dehi or Kshetrajna, which is the self, one's true nature. There is a story about young Swami when he used to go with his devotees to the banks of the Chitravati river in the evenings. Once, some of the devotees expressed their desire to know Swami's Satyaswarup, true nature. At the time of sunset, while walking with the devotees, Swami suddenly disappeared. Everybody started searching for him, but to no avail. Suddenly, they heard a clapping sound from a distance, from a hilltop. When everyone looked in that direction, they saw Swami standing on top of the hill. He asked everyone from there, "Do you want to see the sun?" "Yes," everybody replied in unison. "How will the sun reappear after sunset?" But lo and behold, they could see the Surya Narayana, sun, rising behind Sri Satyanarayana. Its brilliance was so intense, they all started sweating profusely due to the heat. They shouted, "Swami, it is too hot." In an instant, the heat started reducing. Then Swami asked, "Do you want to see the moon?" And the full moon started rising behind him. As the pleasant moonlight started to spread everywhere, the devotees feeling the cold started shivering. Some of them shouted, "Swami, it's too cold," and the cold slowly subsided. Then Swami announced in his authoritative tone, "I will show you the third eye now. Watch carefully." Even as everyone was wondering how the third eye will be. Swami could not be seen. Only his head was seen. It started growing in size to an extent that the entire sky was covered by his head. As everyone was watching this, an opening appeared in the center of his eyebrows. Sparks and light started gushing out from it. The brilliance increased to a point when some devotees, unable to bear it, fell unconscious and children began to cry. Suddenly, all this phenomena disappeared and everybody saw Swami standing amidst them. Smilingly looking towards them, he asked them all, "What happened? Are you all right?" Then he materialized Vibhuti and applied it on everyone's foreheads. One by one, all those who had fallen unconscious regained consciousness. But all of them felt the vertigo effect for another 2 days. While explaining this extraordinary darshan, Swami said, "Since you prayed to me to show you my real nature, I did all this. Because of your prayers of many past births, I have shown you the third eye. I did not show you even a 1,000th part of my brilliance, but that too was difficult for you to withstand." May Swami bless us all with the capacity to understand His true nature, Satya Swarupa. We sincerely pray at His divine lotus feet to grant us this opportunity. Om Shri Satya Sai Nath Arpanamastu.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the second name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of first two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.